This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, summer day.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. The great people from Jamba Juice have brought by some of their product, and it is outstanding. This is the first time Strick has ever had a sip or eaten anything. And he just ate this carrot juice. I just had, maybe a raspberry. What did you go with?
I think I got a little orange juice here, which is good. I've been a little under the weather. This might be the key. I started to grab a drink out of the fridge today, and I was gone all weekend. And I think Kim and her sister, you know, sat around the pool, had a little bit of fun. And I start grabbing this drink. It looked like a sparkling water. And I started to walk out the door, and I look, and it had vodka infused, whatever. And I thought, do I pull a Frank? Drink it on the way to work and act like it was an accident.
Monique told that story to the Channel 5 crew in Boston on Tuesday night at Limoncello's. Everybody chuckled at my expense. One quick, really stupid thing before we get going. Swing coach Hank Haney, who was the guy responsible for part of Tiger Woods' greatness, has been suspended from Sirius's XM PGA Tour radio channel because he said on his show that a Korean probably will win the U.S. Women's Open, and that he couldn't name six players on the LPGA Tour.
Hold on, that was Iggy or Hank Haney? Hold on, who said that?
But don't all of us feel the same way? We can't name six players on the LPGA Tour, and when in doubt, bet on the Korean.
It's probably a wildly accurate statement, but I guess...
Oh, gosh.
I guess if you're in that world, you should know a little more.
Like, yeah.
In his world, he should be a little more in tune with all of the golfers, not just the male golfers. You and I probably don't follow the LPGA as closely as we used to when Annika would come every summer and win.
Yeah.
I'm not offended by it. Somebody probably complained. I guess because he's in the golf world, he should know a little better. But I'm not saying he's not wrong.
It's deadly accurate. In fact, let me tell you some quick little story. Is when Brooke, when I would travel with Brooke on her AJGA tours around the little Midwest, Brooke's goal was not to win the tournament, was just to be the highest ranking American, because we know she could never beat the Asians. That's just the way it is.
Boy, the old days, Frank was a big Jan Stevenson fan. You loved her swing.
Ooh, what a beauty.
Jan Stevenson.
Dated TVG once.
Is that right?
Yeah. She was so beautiful. Yeah, what a great lady.
Love Dottie Pepper. Love her work
on
the tour. By the way, the U.S. Women's Open will be seen all weekend long, so you can get yourself educated on who these young ladies are. It'll be on Fox 2 Saturday and Sunday.
So maybe don't watch Blues pregame stuff and just kind of lock in on the LPGA.
Correct. Cards Cubs Saturday night. What else are you going to be doing on Saturday night? We got baseball on Fox. Nothing is bigger than an early June Cards Cubs game, right?
Join us for our pregame show as we are joined by none other than Cam Jansen and Jeremy Roenick in a one-on-one interview with Keith Kachuk, who is so closely aligned with this series.
How about Jeremy Roenick on my flight from Boston, a Southwest flight at 7:45 a.m. So we're getting out of our Uber at like 6:30 in the morning yesterday, checking bags outside is Jeremy Roenick. And I thought, Brian, look up how much money Roenick made, career earnings, because I'm thinking, why isn't this guy golfing? Or is there an NBC jet somewhere?
You know what he's doing today? He's golfing with Keith Kachuk and Old Warson.
Is he? Well, so it's working out. But I was just surprised. Here's a guy who had a highly decorated career, works for NBC. He's standing in line with the rest of us at Southwest Airlines.
Wow. Well, at least you guys took Southwest. We took American on the See America plan, where we made a stop in each little city.
Dallas, Chicago.
Charlotte.
Did you go to Charlotte?
We went to Charlotte. Had a good barbecue there, though. So. It was worth it. Friday, as I told you, I think you know this, in Boston, Game 5, lobster tails for all the media members.
Yeah, before they dropped the puck at Game 2, TD Garden, Frank said, did you see the menu for Game 5? What? The menu? He goes, no, the media menu for Game 5, lobster.
You remember in Boston for the World Series 2013, lobster tails. Tom Stasiak set a personal record of, you know, 7 or 8.
I'll just stay behind in case there's another game.
We have looked at the math on some of these trips when there's a 5 and a 7, whether you should just, like Charlie always says, dude, I'll just stay. Like in case there's a 7.
Of course he will.
In case you need
I'll
me.
I'll miss 6 and back home. But
I'll just stay behind just in case. It's not the worst thing. All right, how about five for Frank, brought to you by our good friends at Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
True or false, I look like Danny Ainge. I told you I got that.
That's true, actually.
Not, is it?
Well,
it's probably an
Ainge
insult.
Is kind of sinewy, wiry. Athletic.
Played professional baseball and professional basketball. He's probably 10 years older than me, but...
You know what? I got a similar one. Okay, you got that? Okay, I was on the airplane yesterday, and Monique can testify, and I had her tell Ahmad, too. I thought when you first came in, you were Rick Pitino.
No.
Another one who's 10 years older, too. So.
Rick Pitino now, who's angry at the people at the Greek basketball games.
It's a legitimate point, though. Would you agree?
Who are smoking cigarettes. He's done more gross things than smoke a cigarette in the gymnasium.
Oh, come on. But his point is, what do you think? That they're smoking and lighting flares during games.
I'll say this.
That's a bit much.
Right message, wrong messenger.
Oh, gosh.
But when the person thought you were Rick Pitino, were they impressed or were they disgusted? Like, were they like, wow, that's Rick Pitino. That's pretty cool. It would have been funny if they came up and said, you're a gross piece of crap. Or if they had said something really insulting. And you said, what's the problem? Oh, I'm sorry, you're not Mr. Pitino. Although in Boston, they probably think he's pretty cool still, don't you think?
No.
No?
He's the
no
worst, one? Yeah. I mean, he destroyed that franchise. Of course.
So
does,
is he liked anywhere? Louisville people, maybe a little bit.
Oh, God, that's interesting. Yeah, because Kentucky hates
well,
him.
I knew that.
Louisville, you know, the program went down.
I was trying to think
Providence,
where.
Providence, they love him.
Okay. He did take
took
him to
the Final Four.
Yeah. All right, so he should go back to Providence. All right, true or false, David Backus will get booed on Saturday night. Don't you feel it shifted? Yeah. Like a week ago, he's this beloved former Blue. Then there's some video of him roughing up Bennington, getting into it, outspoken on the Sundquist hit. Doesn't it feel like it shifted a little bit?
Four tussles in the first four periods with four different Blues players.
And when he and Steen were kind of grabbing at each other, I just wondered a little bit, were they friends when they were here or maybe not so much?
No. And in fact, I got a text on that one from a hockey insider who said they never got along. And I imagine, I wonder if Steen was, I don't know, Backus was the leader and Steen was also a leader. And then maybe there was a little arguing at the top.
It makes it easier if you never really liked him, but you were teammates. And now you're at this high level competition where if you're like going to get a cheap shot in, now's the time.
Were you around any Backus scrums at all this week?
I was. Our photographer, Dave, was,
yeah,
there
Dave was
on
yeah.
Sunday when he had the most,
yeah.
most sound bites. Were...
I know that it's very – nobody really cares about this. But in like a three-minute time span, Martin, there must have been in your head, like in my head, there was like nine bites. And then you'll go interview somebody else. You interview them for 10 minutes, and there may be one
and
bite.
They give you nothing.
Oh, my gosh. The guy, if he's not on NHL Network in about 3 or 4 years, then they're making a big mistake.
And I thought one of his best answers about the Blues, so much of it was about him versus Petro, captain, former captain, et cetera. But he said, as far as the franchise – I've seen it come a long way because when I got there, he said they were terrible. We had the first overall pick, and now to see them, it really is an amazing journey from when he first got here to where they are now.
Yep.
But all of that said, I feel the tide has turned a little bit in terms of sentiment. If you see it on Twitter, on social media, somebody even said to me, where was this guy when we needed him? He was chasing dollars. Like, I don't know if he was ever chasing dollars.
He wanted that fifth year, which was a kind of a bad move by the Bruins. And I applaud Doug Armstrong for not going a fifth year. We didn't need that contract.
Yeah, my only argument with Armstrong, and we talked about it on the air, was if you were going to do a five-year deal for an aging player, would you do it for Steen or Backus? Because Steen got about $4.5 million a year. Backus
now,
got more.
Steen's maybe 2 years younger?
I think they're similar. Army said he looked at it and he felt that Steen had a little less wear and tear.
Well, because Backus plays that heavy game a little bit more than Steen does.
He said similar in age, similar in their careers, but I think there's a little more left on the tires for a Steen
Backus
versus a Backus.
All 35. Wow. Steen's actually older, I think. Yeah, Steen's about 2 months old.
Hold on, as you say that, I'm going to push your mic away real quick. Okay, thank you. Now I feel better.
That was the Steen reference when he pushed his mic away.
He likes to push the mics down.
Tell you what, though, he's been...
Over my head.
He's so sweet to that Layla girl.
Yeah, it shows a different side of him.
Yeah, and Martin actually wanted Steen to push Layla's mic away.
No, I didn't. All right, Klaibs made the case that the Gunnarsson goal is the biggest goal in Blues history. Is there any doubt about that?
Absolutely.
Like zero doubt.
You never have won a Stanley Cup game? Absolutely.
And of all the people that have worn the note, Carl Gunnarsson is the biggest goal.
Who scored three
Blues
more goals
history.
Than you did this season. Three more goals than Brian did this season.
Isn't that unbelievable? And in a game that you win, Gunnarsson, Bortuzzo, and Tarasenko.
You know what's that is crazy. You know what's interesting, too? You know how you find out, like, some guy, like Bob Uecker hit somebody decently. I don't know who. He had a decent average, maybe against Koufax. Gunnarsson against the Bruins. I mean, he scores four goals this year and two are against the Bruins. And it could have been three goals this season.
I thought the urinal story was hilarious. Not because he was right, and that's funny. But a guy like Gunnarsson thinking he's going to get that second chance in overtime. It'd be different if Tarasenko said that. Or someone who was
sure,
more...
he says to Bruby, I'm about to get one.
A more prolific goal scorer. But it's Gunnarsson assuring that he'll get a second opportunity to score.
And I wish we heard the whole conversation because Berube probably muttered, what do you mean, you're going to score? What? Like, hold on, who's over there? Oh, is that you, Gunner? All right, good for you.
I like the way that Berube referred to the urinal. Did you hear the word?
Pisser?
Yeah.
Did he?
Pisser.
No.
All right, the most hated Boston athlete for St. Louis fans is who? Because David Ortiz teed you up, but nobody really hates Big Poppy.
Brady wasn't disrespectful.
And at the time he won, he was a relative unknown in the NFL. 2004, maybe it's Curt Schilling just because of the stupid Sox story. But as much as there's a rivalry...
Yeah, we need Marchand to do something really outrageous.
I mean, is there really, over the years, there's been a lot of Boston beating St. Louis. It's probably Belichick overall because of the Spygate, the cheating. But there isn't really an athlete that St. Louis has focused on that you just hate historically, right, when it comes to Boston?
Now, we did an interview with NBC Sports Boston. They did a talk back with their two anchors, and I brought up Spygate, and they're like, I hear them yelling because I'm just have an earpiece on, and they're just yelling, hey, hey!
Apparently, Boston media is having a little fun with this city versus city because Chris Kerber went on WEEI, and he said it's, you know, a couple questions in, and then the guy says, how does it feel for Boston to treat you like our bitch? And Kerber's like, well, that's just how this interview's going to go, huh? Like,
good for Kerber.
It shifted dramatically.
What a stupid industry.
Right.
But they really have just gotten the better of us in so
for
many
sure.
things. I mean, the Bill Russell-McCauley deal. The Red Sox and Cardinals
recently.
Yeah,
but there is such a thing as taking too much pride in the actions of strangers. And I feel like if you're taking an interview in that direction, you're doing that.
All right, Frank, the Raptors will win the NBA championship because...
Kawhi Leonard is the best player on the planet Earth that's healthy and in the playoffs.
I was actually watching some of the game last night, and Carson said, Dad, I just realized we don't have a basketball team. I said, Well, that's true. And he's really into the NBA because he plays some of those video games.
Oh, yeah.
And he really wants the Warriors to win. I said, who cares who wins? And he said, I want the Warriors to win because I like Steph Curry. I'm like, he's eight, has never been to an NBA game, but because of the video.
The other thing, too, is that this Pascal Siakam, who had 32 last night, if Cousins really can't play and Durant can't play and Iguodala is hurt and if Draymond's ineffective, they don't really have anybody, you know, to match up with him.
How about Pat McCall, who could win another one?
Big three.
Could win one on the other side. Isn't that crazy?
Who's ever started their career with, I guess, Havlicek, somebody, one of those Celtics, but with begin a career with three world championship rings.
Can you imagine that, though? He ends up in Toronto after the whole fallout, that whole deal, and could get himself another ring. All right, number five or six or seven, whatever it is. Game three, Stanley Cup final. Pick to click. Frank, who do you got?
All right. I thought about this today.
Charlie is in the car now. You can't pick Bennington. Can't pick Tarasenko. O'Reilly's obvious. Shen's
Gunnarsson's
obvious.
Out. He's
Gunnarsson's
hot. Can't pick
out.
Gunnarsson.
I'm going to go Jaden Schwartz, who's been so terrific and still got that good mojo going. I'll go Jaden.
All right. I've ridden this one a few times, and it hasn't happened yet. I'm going to go back to O'Reilly. Just such a great season. Whether he's compromised, we won't know.
He's
till
due. You can't pick him.
He's due.
Due factor.
He's overdue. Can I pick him because he's overdue? Ryan O'Reilly's dad was on our plane.
Really?
Jim Thomas was on my plane. Pete Peterson would always remind us who's on your plane. So the headline the next day would say, Jeremy Roenick, O'Reilly's father, Jim Thomas, and others were on that plane. All right, Five Frank Every Day brought to you by Greenville University.
Dr. Michael Jones from Quantum Vision Centers will get your eyesight perfect. 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, and he does the LASIK surgery better than anybody. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, he can do it all. Pick up the phone. Save your eyes forever. 855-260-EYES. When you call in, please tell them I sent you. Dr. Michael Jones, he will take great, great care of you. And I also want to thank our great friends at Gateway. It's now called Worldwide Technology Raceway, and they are gearing up for one of their best summers ever, the Bomberito 500, the NASCAR trucks, the NHRA. They just do a terrific job out there. Curtis Francois has made this track unbelievable. Go to Gateway's Raceway, go to Gateway's website and find out more about this terrific track. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.